Greetings, heroes. My name is Nadeus, and tonight this is another little spontaneous podcast. My English is probably a little bit rusty. I haven't spoken it in a while, and I haven't done one of these in a while. I'm gonna do more again. I got a like little note here with all the stuff I have to do. Tonight, just real quick, I'm sitting here, I'm smoking a pipe, and I'm drinking tea. Listening to music, to good music. And I want to talk about that for a second. And why I think you should have moments like that too. Like, fight to create the time for them. Because, well, the world right now is in a little bit of chaos, you could say. Most people have probably noticed. And in the past, humans tended to sit in groups and sing and share stories and basically fill their hearts with hope and beauty. That is something that is essential to what we are. And we have replaced that with cheap alternatives, things without meaning, drugs, relationships with people that are meaningless because everybody in it is just using the other. And I think now that the times are a little bit darker than they were the last few decades, people notice that there's an emptiness to it. That they feel a little bit more lost, a little bit more lonely. And a lot of that is the focus on the wrong things. You focus on the news, you focus on financial troubles, you focus on stress at work and relationships that don't really matter, and you forget that there's something else you could focus on, right? Because, yeah, times are tough for quite a few people, myself included. But in the end, there are a lot of mornings I wake up, right? Well, every morning so far. And the sun is usually shining, and the birds are always singing where I live. Because I'm in the middle of a city, but I'm a little bit hidden, so there's a lot of trees and plants around here. So there's always birds, there's always butterflies. There's always stray cats. A lot of those. And that's quite beautiful. And even when it's raining, you see like the plants be filled up with new life again after the very hot sun burned them for a while. And for all that's worth it in this world, we have to struggle, right? I recently tweeted, and that's not like an original idea, but I recently talked about that anything good is akin to pushing a boulder up a hill. You probably know the Greek story. And it was a divine punishment, right? I think Sisyphus was the name. He had to push the boulder up the hill. I might be completely wrong. I'm not great with names in that kind of context. But that's always there. That always has been there. The stories about it, the reality about it, the, well, truth behind it, right? Because we all know, if we gain something easily, we don't really care for it. But if we work for it really hard, sweat and blood for weeks or months or years, well, you appreciate that. Once you finally get that break, and even in smaller scales, right? That's why people love the Dark Souls games and now Elden Ring, stuff like that. You suffer, you try very hard, you have to do 100 attempts to beat that boss, but then, when you beat it, that's the moment, you know. I've grown. And many things in real life are just like that. But to have that energy to keep struggling, to keep trying, to keep going, we need beauty. And I think people in our time for all the connectiveness we have and the internet and all those great inventions, we have lost a lot of their beauty. Buildings are now really ugly most of the time. Even the quote-unquote designer ones are still ugly and can't hold anything to a cathedral created so many years ago. Because those people, they weren't looking at realistic beauty, and they weren't trying to oppress people or make money or anything of that sort. When a cathedral like that was built, the goal was to impress a god. The god. And even before that, if we go again to Greeks and Romans, the pantheons they had, when they created something, it was huge. It was spirited. And even if the style is different, you can see the same or very similar beauty in all of those things, because people poured heart and soul into them for a specific purpose. And that bled over. And in our time, an easy way to experience that, actually probably way easier than it was ever before, is music. Just listening to a theme of some stories, really. Could be a game, could be a movie, could be a show, could just be a music piece created by itself, could be a cover from something old. The specific type doesn't matter, right? But the soul that can be put into that music, and how easy we can listen to it in a very high quality, to actually feel that soul in it, that's something magnificent. And that's something you have to appreciate and to love. And I personally, I'm way too deep into that, right? I will sit here for 5-6 hours instead of sleeping, just with a pipe and that tea, or sometimes a cold Coke Zero, or, you know, something I enjoy. Just listen to song after song. Songs I've already heard before, new songs, big ones that are epic, that want to tell you a story about dwarven armies, or older ones that sing the praise of God, or video game ones that tell of a hero, or sometimes even a show that, you know, is about whatever it is. But that focus, that time I take to really listen, and I don't do anything else in the sense of gaming or social media or anything of the sorts. I just sit there and listen to the music. Really take it in. Close my eyes and really feel it. Like right now in the background, I have the Monster Hunter World main theme, Stars at Our Back. And the beginning of that starts really slow, and then it goes into a more epic melody, and just right from the beginning, you can feel the spirit that story, that music of that story was meant to give you, right? Something greater, an adventure. And that then gives me energy to work on the things I need to work on, right? To get up again and do the same things again, even if they haven't worked before, and try them in little different ways, and try a little bit harder, and do a little bit more. And maybe this time it will work out. And that's really something I want to spread to more people. That idea of recharging with beauty. And that could be a walk in nature too. That could be visiting one of those old buildings that is filled with soul. That could be a spirited discussion with other people. It could just be sometimes even silence. Because there is beauty in silence. And especially if you have someone you know that you care for, and they care for you ideally, and you can just be together in a place, and just the company of each other You know, without words, without, you know, actions or anything. Just, like, having someone there who's like-minded. That is beauty, too. And that can recharge you. So, I guess what I'm talking about and why I'm doing this is that I want to ask you kindly to try that. To just feel a little bit more beauty. And I say feel because that's where it leads, right? Can be seen, can be felt, can be heard. But in the end, it always goes to a deeper feeling. That's like a resonance. And if you haven't felt that, then you really have missed a big part of what it is to be human. Because I know you have felt it in the past when you were little. That first ice cream you ever had. That first time on, I don't know, a slide. First time you tried to climb a tree and succeeded. It's there. You got it in you. But you have forgotten, because most of us are too busy and we focus a little bit too much on the struggle and the pain. And there's nothing wrong with that if you do it only for a while. But you have to find a way to change the switch back to actually the good part of the human experience. And some people will find their beauty in the struggle itself. I've been like that in the past, but you know, there's more to it. There's more we can experience, and it only takes a little bit of focus, a little bit of an open mind, and then really an attempt at it. And you can find the time. Spend 5 minutes less on Twitter and listen to a good piece of music. I don't know. Take your break. Go for a walk. Instead of working out one day per week, like if you train multiple days, use that day to visit a place, best by foot or by bike, you know? Do something that's filled with beauty. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep on adventuring.